Welcome back to the AIE podcast, where we're filming an ISM again. So exciting. And this is another school task. This is for PE, and we're talking about inequality in sports, specifically gender inequality. So let's first define what inequality is, or what inequality means. Inequality is when you're given a disadvantage or an advantage, or usually a disadvantage based on something you can't control, such as gender or race. And why I'm bringing it up is because lately it's been brought up a lot how pay has been very unequal. Let's give the example of the WNBA, where the pay is, there is a massive difference between someone in the NBA and the WNBA. Even the difference between a player who's in the G League and the WNBA. And so that's why I want to talk about it today. So most people cite the problem as being, oh, women, they just don't get as many views, that's why they're getting paid less. And that is an issue. But what that shouldn't mean is, of course they're going to get paid less because viewership may not be as good. But if I live here in the Philippines, how can I watch WNBA games? We don't often get an ESPN 1, 2, 3, 4. We get ESPN 1. How often will I see that WNBA game? How often will it pop up on national TV? Almost never. Secondly, with the WNBA, there is no NBA League Pass, which is a streaming platform for NBA games. And where can I watch it? So outside of the US, it's so difficult to watch pro WNBA games. For the NBA, it's very simple. Highlights on YouTube, easy. Even on YouTube, if you search WNBA highlights, it's not as full. It's a lot less full, actually. And that's an issue. So the pay discrepancy, that's a reason. That shouldn't ever be. Next, what could we do solution-wise? Firstly, just try to stream on more platforms. I think that the WNBA can teach a lot more because of how in the NBA they try to make everything too flashy. The WNBA, you watch their games, you see how plays are run a lot better, a lot less sloppy. A lot of things they do a lot cleaner than the men's game. And you don't get to see that often because, well, you don't really watch WNBA games because it's hard to. And so making sure they're on, doesn't need to be equal instantly, but slowly over time, getting more and more platforms to stream WNBA games outside of the US, that is a solution in itself. So, in conclusion, women deserve to be paid as much as men, even if it seems like there's a discrepancy in skill, do you really think? There's not. You just need to be able to watch them. The opportunity needs to be given so that they can also shine, because the men's game is being allowed to shine a lot brighter when, you know, it should be 52. So, thank you for listening to the podcast. It ended at 3:20. Thank you for listening. We're probably going to have an announcement about what we're doing with the podcast. But, yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast. Peace out, and gang, your sand. Bye, guys.